The city of Baghdad woke up this morning to the sound of American Apache helicopters circling over the city, firing into streets where Sunni and Shiite gunmen were fighting. Warring militias are battling for stretches of territory across Baghdad, and they are creating fortified enclaves. Coming up, we'll hear what the violence has done to Iraq's hospitals, which are in dire straits. First, NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports that the capital's sectarian fault lines are becoming clearer every day.
Sunnis living in the Ardamir district on the east bank of the Tigris River have waged a relentless campaign to retain their hold over the area. It's the site of the holiest Sunni shrine in Baghdad, but Shiite militiamen loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have gradually established a presence here. The Shiite-controlled Iraqi Health Ministry is located astride one of the main roads leading into Ardamir, and Shiite militiamen now man checkpoints around the ministry and nearby. Gun battles between them and Sunni militants are now a daily occurrence. 31-year-old driver Jassim Hussein lives in Slech, a mixed neighbourhood sandwiched between Ardamir and the Health Ministry. He takes the long way home these days to avoid the Iraqi commandos who've set up checkpoints at the entrance to his district. He says the commandos are really Shiite militiamen who operate as death squads.
We can't use that road anymore because there are checkpoints on the way, and they take you and kill you if they know you're going to Slech.
Hussein says when Shiite militias attack his neighbourhood, the police commandos at the checkpoints join in. He said the residents of Slech rely on American troops to stave off disaster in the area.
The Americans come to our neighborhood all the time. They even tell us to shoot the Shiite militia and the commandos when they come into the neighborhood, but don't shoot the Americans or the National Guard. We don't shoot them. We're fed up with death and killings. Every house has lost someone.
The latest weapon of choice for both sides in these urban battles is the mortar. Hussein says Shiite militias fire them at Sunni areas like Ardamir, and that the Shiite police and commando station nearby join in. Ibrahim Nadir should know. He's a sergeant in the commandos and acknowledges that they've joined Shiite militias attacking Sunni neighborhoods.
I am a Shiite, but I believe in God. What we are doing is wrong.
Across the river, in the Shiite district of Qadamiya, it's the same story, but it's Shiites who are targeted. Housewife Hasna al-Rubai says she herds her four children into a room at the back of the house whenever she hears mortar rounds strike Ardamir.
We've had enough of the mortars. Whenever Ardamir is hit, they hit back at Qadamiya. If they are hit with one mortar, they hit us with three.
Qadamiya is home to a sacred Shiite shrine. Like Ardamir's Sunni mosque, it's also fiercely guarded. Al-Rubai says the Shiite militiamen are welcome in her neighborhood because they protect residents when the police don't. She says Sunnis firing at Qadamiya strike at civilians, not at militiamen.
Is all of Qadamiya militia? Are all the women and children militia? Why have things changed? We used to be like brothers and sisters, us and the people in Ardamir.
She blames the presence of American troops for the tit-for-tat attacks. But she says even if the U.S. troops left, the two sides would still fight.
The U.S. should leave Iraq. Then the Shiites and Sunnis can sit together and try to settle it, or have a civil war for a year or two. Then they will reconcile.
U.S. military spokesmen confirm the increased use of mortars by the warring sides here. They also acknowledge that Baghdad is gradually being divided into distinct Sunni and Shiite enclaves. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.